everyone. I'm Amanda Balby, Associate Editor at Consultant and Consultant360.com. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Iu Matsumoto, who is a Clinical Assistant Professor of Internal Medicine and Infectious Diseases at the Carver College of Medicine at the University of Iowa. Today, we'll be talking about the major health risks associated with chronic HIV infection. Welcome, Dr. Matsumoto. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
So what is the long-term survival rate of patients with HIV infection in the U.S.?
Today, it is estimated that 1.2 million people are living with HIV in the U.S. Although some people die from AIDS-related conditions, such as opportunistic infections or lymphoma, nowadays, many patients are chronically taking anti-HIV medications to sustain their good immune system. As a result, AIDS-related deaths have pronouncedly decreased. With use of effective antiretroviral treatment, the life expectancy for HIV patients is now approaching that seen in the general population. On the contrary, the relative importance of other traditionally non-AIDS-related morbidities have increased.
And what are some non-AIDS-related morbidities? How can primary care providers prevent them?
There are four major non-HIV-related causes of death. First one is liver disease, particularly hepatitis C and resultant cirrhosis. It is known that the progression of hepatitis C to cirrhosis is accelerated in HIV patients. CDC, Center of Disease Control, recommends yearly screening of hepatitis C in HIV patients by antibody testing. If antibody is positive, hepatitis C viral RNA test should be checked, then a treatment should be considered. Primary care can give advice on the amount of alcohol consumption and limit hepatotoxic medications, including non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications. If patient has known chronic hepatitis C, to sustain patient's liver functions. Second is cardiovascular causes. HIV infection can accelerate the process of atherosclerosis, resulting in more heart attacks. Primary care can offer better blood pressure control, lipid control, and smoking cessation. Primary prevention by aspirin may be appropriate in some cases. A simple question asking the presence of chest pain during a routine visit may save a life. Third one is cancer. Smoking cessation and age-appropriate cancer screening should be performed. Lastly, psychiatric comorbidities such as depression, suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts, and drug abuse are unfortunately very common in this population. Early referral to psychiatrist or substance abuse prevention specialist may be appropriate in some cases.
What else can primary care offer to patients with chronic HIV infection?
There are overwhelming evidence supporting the importance of adherence to antiretroviral. At each visit, adherence should be checked. HIV transmission prevention should be encouraged. CDC recommends disclosing HIV status to patient sex and needle sharing partners. Communicating with each other about HIV status allows patients and the patient's partner to take steps to keep both healthy. Pre-exposure prophylaxis should be offered if partner is negative in HIV status. family planning and contraception method can be discussed. Periodic STI screening is appropriate. CDC recommends yearly gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis testing in this population. Immunizations, including seasonal influenza, should be up to date. Finally, psychosocial screening questions such as depression, domestic violence, and drug abuse are always appropriate.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Dr. Matsumoto.
Thank you very much.